Michael Lund, you studied in The Hague?
Yes.
How long? How many years, I mean?
4 years.
So, hoe is het met het Nederlands gesteld?
Nou, goed.
Kijk, daar hoop ik al een beetje op. Want mijn Estonian is niet zo very good.
Ik dacht zo.
Maar als we kunnen overschakelen dan op Engels. Maar ik vind het leuk als we het in het Nederlands proberen.
Ja, als het langzamer bent, dan zal ik wel...
Jouw tempo moet omlaag.
Ik moet wat langzamer praten.
Juist.
Goed, ik ga wat langzamer praten. Je hebt, zoals Bram al aankondigde, je hebt een soort zoektocht gemaakt om te kijken hoe het voor een kunstenaar mogelijk is om ongesubsidieerd zijn werk te maken en ook daarvan te leven. En de resultaten zien wij in jouw voorstelling, die overigens in het Prinsentheater speelt vanaf morgen. De resultaten zien wij in jouw voorstelling?
Ja.
En kun je daar een tipje van de sluier oplichten?
Wat soort tipjes?
Oh nee, it's an impression. Kun je ons een beetje vertellen wat...
Ik begrijp het. Wat wil je weten? What do you want to know?
What I want to know is, what did you find out? Where did you begin your search and what were the results?
I began my search with meeting different people who have cool jobs, who run businesses, who are basically neoliberal capitalists, people that like to make money.
And what did you want to know from them?
If they support art, if they are, what kind of relationship would they have with art, and how good it is, and eventually if they would like to support an artist.
Like the old mecenas.
Mecenas.
Yes, a mecenat.
And what did they say?
Different stuff. I mean, that was not the only thing we talked about. We talked about different things.
And what do we see in your performance in the Princeton Theater? Did you record them? Did you take pictures of them? Did you make movies?
No.
Is it you telling about these meetings?
No, it's not about making a show. You go with a photo camera or a camera when you want to make a show. This was not my interest. I wanted to find myself an mecenat.
And you actually wanted to have one for yourself, for your art?
Yes.
And did you find one?
No.
No?
No.
So is the sad conclusion that mecenas does not exist anymore?
No, they do exist.
They do exist?
Yes.
But not for you?
No, not for me, yeah.
Triest verhaal.
Ja. Ik zak ook helemaal weg.
Nee, I mean, it's not so...
Maar waar maak jij jouw kunst voor en van? Waar leef je van? Want als je dus geen mecenaat hebt en geen subsidie...
The thing with subsidies is that you only get for a specific thing. Like if I make this, mm-hmm. this is my piece of work, mm-hmm. then for this I get money. But that means then I have to make these things all the time, a lot. But if you're an artist, it doesn't work like that. You have to have also time where you actually develop, where you need the time to reach into this point where you think, this is what I'm going to make. So these times are not subsidized. It's the product that is subsidized, but not the process so much.
So
if you make a theater piece, then let's say you have a 1 month rehearsing time, then for that 1 month, you're going to get subsidized. For performing, you're going to get subsidized. But how rehearsing, then you're on the stage, you are in the process of this product. But how to reach into that process, that's unsubsidized.
So the best thing would be, an ideal situation would be if you had this mecenas that would say, Michael Lund, I believe in you.
Go on for the next 4 years.
I give
four years,
for 3,000, 4,000 euros in a month.
I asked for 200.
200 was even too much?
Arno can do that.
Yeah, can I go well? You can't live from 200 euros in a month.
No, but I mean, that's... you can't get greedy either, no?
You can't get?
Greedy.
What's greedy?
Gierig. Hebberig, hoe heet het? Hebberig, sorry.
Wat zeg je? Ze staan in de afwas. Hij zegt ook wel wat.
Dat is joke.
Prinsentheater, morgen, vrijdag en zaterdag om 9 uur. Hoe moet ik het wel aankondigen, want ik snap nu wat het allemaal niet is, maar het is toch wel degelijk een verslag van je zoektocht.
Yes, it's in 10 chapters and the piece is called 10 Journeys to a Place Where Nothing Happens, and I think the title of the piece says already quite a lot, so there is no secrecy about that. But every chapter describes a step that I made, so there are things in it. It's not emptiness.
There are things. Yes. 10 Journeys to a Place Where Nothing Happens. Intrigerend. Ik ga zeker kijken, al was het alleen al omdat ik het tot nu toe nog niet helemaal begrepen heb. Om 9 uur, morgen, overmorgen en zaterdagavond. Thanks for being with us. Completely in context. Maaike Land.
Thank you.